This is speaking feedback for Natalia, speaking task number 5, about the full class. Okay, so Natalia, you already know what is going to happen as we give you feedback. So let me just go ahead and start by stating that your organization and your timing are very, very good. Actually, I would say close to perfect. You did a very good job of expressing your opinion and supporting your opinion, and that's a really important thing in this particular task. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the problems with grammar and or pronunciation. So at the very beginning of your response, the first 4 seconds, you want to say, the woman has a problem. Okay, so don't repeat the woman and she, because it doesn't make sense this way. So you can just say, the woman has a problem. And then the rest of your description of the problem is perfect. Very good job, and you kept it to about 10 seconds. Actually, a total of 13 seconds, and that's really good because you want to economize your time when you are doing this. Make sure that you don't spend too much time describing the possible or describing the problem, because it's not that important that you get into detail. So you did a very good job. Now, at 13, 14 seconds, you want to say the man, the man. Again, it's not a big deal if you make this kind of mistake on the TOEFL test, but I do want to correct everything. So, the man. And you want to say, the man suggested 2 solutions to her problem. So, the man suggested 2 solutions to her problem. And then, when you said to take the summer class, which she can't do, it's really hard for me to hear can't. So, you want to say cannot. Whenever you do speaking test number 5, it's always better to use cannot instead of can't, because that way it'll be easier for the person who is listening to understand exactly what you are saying. And around 22 to 24 seconds, you want to say she has to work at her family's restaurant 6 days a week. So I think the problem is pronunciation here, but I'm not really sure. I wasn't sure. So at her family's restaurant 6 days a week. That's what I think you were trying to say. And between around 25 to 27 seconds, another suggestion to her problem. Right, another suggestion to her problem. That's what you want to say. Or another suggestion for her problem. That's also acceptable. Another suggestion for her problem. And around 28 seconds, you want to check your pronunciation of spring. Spring. Okay? And around 33 seconds, you want to say the community college usually offers. So you want to use that third person singular. The community college usually offers spring classes, or classes in the evening, excuse me. And when you stated your opinion, and I think that would be the best solution to her problem, well, you stated it very quickly, and that is exactly what you should be doing. Right around this time, between 30 and 40 seconds, you should be stating your opinion, which means that you have succeeded in your task for this particular speaking task number 5, for this speaking task on the TOEFL test. So very good job in being so quick to express your opinion. That's fantastic. All right, let's continue. So what you want to say here is around 40 seconds. If I were her, and I had this problem. So again, if I were her and I had this problem, I would, and then you give your opinion. Around 43 to 44 seconds, you want to say, I would take the evening classes at the community college, at the community college. And around 50 seconds, you say you can squeeze it into a busy schedule. That is a very good expression that you use because it demonstrates that you understand the vocabulary that is necessary to speak what we say colloquially. What that really means is that you're able to use idioms. So to squeeze something into your schedule is an idiomatic expression that is very common among native speakers. Very good job in using that idiomatic expression in your speaking. And the end of your response, you you summed it up by saying it doesn't matter if it's a community college or somewhere else. That was very good. So again, there were no major grammatical issues, just a couple of issues that, you know, with articles. Again, nothing that's really going to affect your score negatively. Not the way I see it anyway. Also, you will you have a very good grasp of the strategy on how to answer speaking test number 5. You did a really good job. And again, so the grammar and the pronunciation issues that I encountered in your response are not enough to negatively affect your score because they do not interfere with understanding for the most part. There were a couple of things, you know, with, I believe, pronunciation, but nothing serious. So overall, I think you did a fantastic job. On a scale of 0 to 4, I would give your response a 3.5, and that would be a solid 3.5. Good job. If you have any questions, please feel free to email and ask.